In this bulletin, Tanya Plibersek welcomes a push for gender quotas within the Liberal Party. The New South Wales Premier encourages Opal Town residents to explore their legal options. And Apostolis Yanu joins an injury-hit Socceroos squad. The latest SBS News. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Acting Labor leader Tanya Plibersek has welcomed a push for gender quotas within the Liberal Party. Senior Liberals MP Susan Ley is urging the New South Wales branch of the party to introduce quotas to ensure more women are selected as candidates for federal parliament. Her colleague Jason Falinski also believes the party needs to do more to ensure increased diversity. The Liberal Party currently has 21 female candidates and 102 male candidates for the House of Representatives ahead of this year's federal election. Ms. Plibersek says it's an embarrassing result.
How do they explain the fact that only about a fifth of their parliamentary representatives are women, or a little less than a quarter, and we are at close to 50%? How can they possibly explain those sorts of figures? How do they explain the fact that we've got double the number of women on our front bench? It cannot be that the Liberal Party is lacking in female talent. I've seen many talented, articulate Liberal women. Somehow they don't get pre-selected.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has encouraged Opal Tower residents to explore legal options, as some consider launching a class action against those found to be responsible for the building's faults. The Sydney Olympic Park apartment tower was evacuated on Christmas Eve after cracks were found in the walls. Residents are being kept out of the building while an investigation into the problem continues. Ms. Berejiklian says those found responsible will be held to account.
Residents should exercise every right, every legal opportunity they have. I would if I was in their shoes. I would absolutely look at what rights I had if I was in their shoes. I encourage them wholeheartedly to do that. But we all, as a government, want to get to the bottom of what occurred as much as anybody else. In fact, I won't sit by and have anybody who is providing substandard work to continue to participate in the industry. That is not on. They'll be booted out and booted out of New South Wales.
A human rights group says a Melbourne-based soccer player detained in Thailand is being refused contact with his wife and family. Hal Kim Al-Arabi was in Thailand holidaying with his wife when he was detained at Bangkok Airport in November. He was held on Interpol warrant issued by the request of Bahrain. The Gulf Institute for Democratic and Human Rights says Mr. Al-Arabi has been unable to communicate with anyone but his lawyer since his transfer from immigration detention to a Thai prison a few weeks ago. There are a number of first-time members taking their seats in the 116th edition of the US Congress. It includes a record number of women, including the youngest woman to ever sit, Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It also includes the first ever Muslim woman, Democrats Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, the latter of whom is the daughter of Palestinian parents who immigrated from the West Bank to Detroit. Palestinians around the world are celebrating Ms. Tlaib's achievements, including this woman from Bethlehem.
When I heard that Rashida will be on the Congress, that made me feel like my dream become true. Rashida make my dream become true. She's the first Palestinian to be a politician, and that means that I can be a politician.
Nationals MP Andrew Broad has broken his silence in the wake of the sugar baby scandal, saying he is leaving politics to avoid becoming a half-laughing stock in Parliament. Mr. Broad will not recontest his Victorian seat of Mallee following revelations he used a website to meet a younger woman for a date in Hong Kong. Mr. Broad has told the newspaper Sunraysia Daily he didn't want to remain in politics as a diminished figure and wants to spend more time with his family. To football, and Apostolos Yanu has joined an injury-hit Socceroos squad just days out from the start of their Asian Cup title defence. The 28-year-old replaces Martin Boyle, who has been ruled out of the tournament with a knee injury. Yanu has 6 caps for the Socceroos and scored his first goal for Australia in the 4-0 win over Kuwait in October. Let's take a look at Saturday's weather. A sunny start in Perth, 32 degrees. In Adelaide, partly cloudy and 25. A shower or two in Melbourne, 21. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 22. Possible storm in Canberra with showers and 34. A shower or two developing in Wollongong, 28. Much the same in Sydney, 34 degrees. In Newcastle, similar conditions and 37. In Brisbane, partly cloudy and 31. In Cairns, a few showers and 32. And in Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, also 32 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with you here for SBS News.